come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Rest unto your souls. Rest unto your souls.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kimpton Bryant with Rod Schreckergaus and Monique Donnelly. And that was Come Into Me with our guest, Alvin Chia of Take Six.
Woo!
Take Six, and Alvin Chia is in the house.
Thank you.
And want to know a little bit more about, you know, your Breath of Life Worship Center and what you're involved in now, Alvin, and where things have taken you, where God has taken you.
So excited. We've been really, really working hard for the last year or so. I'm standing right next to Sonia Sampson, our co-executive producer of the Excellence, Breath of Life Excellence CD project. We've been working about a year and a half on this project, capturing some of the music that flows through the Breath of Life Worship Center. We have so many gifted vocalists. You heard what our executive producer just sang a second ago. That's our executive producer. So we just have a lot of things that we're going to do, and Breath of Life Worship Center right there. Our mission field is right there in the heart of Englewood. We have people that are dealing with homelessness, drug addiction, and our worship center just seeks to feed people and clothe them. And this is a musical mouthpiece, an engine, so that we'll be able to continue this ministry. So that's what we've been working on, and we're really, really excited about it. And I will let Sonia tell you about the date and how everything
yeah. Well, it's quite an honor to work with Vinny, Alvin. Sorry.
That's all right. Sorry.
But to walk into our church and to see such a humble person singing with the praise team is just magnificent. And he's so humble and so gracious and so kind. And so we're wanting to use the arts to minister over at Breath of Life. And that's what Vinny was talking about reaching out homelessness, just really beyond that hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give people hope above all, because if you don't have hope, you're lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, you're lost. But we're going to do a live recording on August 20th at Breath of Life, 425 South of La Brea Avenue.
Can anyone come?
Anyone.
Anybody.
Open.
Everyone.
Free.
Free. Okay, that's good.
Is that free?
Yeah.
Again?
Because, again, we want to minister. You know, we want to invite that homeless person that lays across the street to come on in and hear some fabulous music and get a word through that music. And the whole process has been a blessing. Mm-hmm. The entire process. Watching God do his thing and work and move.
Yeah, it's been an incredible process. We've been able to write original music that speaks to the needs. In fact, the song that we'll be playing out of this segment at the very end was written for the Breath of Life Worship Center. And we want you to be able to come listen to it if you would like to gift into this to this ministry to keep things going and to get this project, help us get going. There's a website, and it is
breathla.org. And you can just click on giving, and it's Project Excellence. That's the title. So breathla.org, click on giving, and Project Excellence.
Yeah, we think you guys, all the listeners out there, please help this organization. It's so great to see somebody out in the streets actually doing what God's called us to do. I mean, the word of hope is so needed. Those people are on the streets, especially culturally, everything is... Wow, you guys are doing amazing work.
Praise God.
Yeah. Now, you said it's all original music. Mm-hmm. Are all the instrumentalists, all the singers, they're from your church body?
Yeah, except for our producer. He hails from Orlando, Florida. His church is actually called River of Life. So it's kind of a funny meetings from the coast. But he's an anointed young producer, Christian Dentley. He has did Martha Munizzi's last project, her live project. And wonderful writer, and he's been able to coax excellence out of us. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. It's fun watching this process. People who have the gifting in them and the anointing on them, as he's able to pull it out of them, they're surprised and they're amazed and they're blessed as they're singing songs that they've written, things that they've been humming in their heart for years that have been coming out. So we have lots of iterations. We have the praise team. We have a larger Breath of Life singers. We have Romans 8, which is a small girls group. We have a men's group. We have a group called the Fellas, which is a kind of a Take Six-ish kind of guys, but with five. I let them get away with five. And just a lot of different soloists, Stevie Mackey, Shalaya Frazier, who had a song that was just featured in the new movie
Jumping the Broom.
Jumping the Broom. She's a great writer. Just a lot of things and a lot of people that are involved and will be a blessing. So we want people to take advantage of the opportunity to come to the show, take advantage of the opportunity to gift into it, donate as your heart is led.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And also we're in studio with Sonia Sampson and the one and only Alvin Vinny.
Oh,
Gia. As they just said, Sonia just said Vinny. So if you prefer to go by Vinny, as a brother, we'll call you Vinny.
That's right.
That's from way back. Hey, that's from college. We also went to the same college.
That's right.
So.
Somebody says Vinny, I turn around and look. Yeah. Who is this?
He's in trouble. Right? It's when mama calls you by the three names, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. John Kempton Bryan. My mom, I knew I was in trouble whenever she would say that. I'd be like, okay, look out. Mom's coming. Well, I'd like to know a little bit more. When was this birth? I mean, when was Breath of Life birth? And it's so exciting to see what you guys are doing.
The ministry has actually been around for at least 30 years. It started as a TV broadcast. Elder C.D. Brooks was one of the founding fathers. Walter Ortiz was another person who's been a on the forefront. And Shelton Kilby. They did a lot of things. And over the years, it's taken different iterations. Walter Pearson is led out. And now Carlton Byrd is leading out. But this BOL Worship Center was one of the churches birthed out of that ministry. So there's like 13 or 14 different churches around the world with that name. But Breath of Life Worship Center, BOL Worship Center, right there in L.A., we've got the best music. So we had to do something, and we've been holding up this banner for years, but it's been some wonderful things.
Yeah. I mean, on any given Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, you can walk in church and get a huge blessing from the praise team alone, much less the special guests that we have coming through. Because of Vinny and other folks at the church, I mean, we've had countless number of famous singers, you know, grace our pulpit. And it's just amazing. And we sit there and we say, how can we keep this to ourselves?
Right.
We can't keep this to ourselves. We've got to start sharing.
Spread the word.
Right.
And I love the word share. That's what this website, that's what this radio program is about, is encouraging the creative to share what they have.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people are scared. Sometimes people don't know how to get their stuff out there. And that's why we're here, is to encourage the Christian creative to just take a step of faith and just a step of obedience and start following what you feel God is telling you to do. So I just want to encourage you guys and thank you guys and applaud you guys for taking that step and stepping out and using your music, the gift God has given you, to bless others. So thank you for being that example to us.
I mean, it took me years to be able to get to the point where my family, we have doctors everywhere, just Sonia's family the same way, and to be able to sit there at Thanksgiving dinner and not having to feel like, well, when I grow up, what I'm really going to do is, you know, no, this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what God has put me on this free earth to do, and it's to minister and to share to a dying world that he's coming soon.
Amen.
and that we have a message. We have a true message to be able to share. So that's what it is we're doing. And so we receive that. We're going to continue to do his work in his vineyard.
In excellence, I might say. I
praise
just
God.
Thank you
right.
for doing what you do in excellence. Yeah. Bravo to you guys.
Yeah. Praise God.
What comes next then after this project? What's in the horizon?
Well, see, this project kicks on a whole big thing. And share the vision.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many aspects of creativity, we want to get into Christian short films and production of plays and writing devotionals, have our youth. And God has given us a huge vision, and the CD is actually our launching pad for all these other ministries. So We believe that God can do all things. So Amen. We've put it in his hands. He gave us the vision, and we're just following all the doors that he opens for us. We're just walking through them.
You know, that's the thing that's going on. We're seeing consistently people we talk to, God's saying, think outside the box.
Yeah,
I'm the creator. I made all of this. Mm-hmm. I can take you a long way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's really great to hear what you're saying.
Definitely. Well, right up front, Take Six, we threw a showcase for Christian record labels. Nobody came. And we thought that was the end of the road. But we didn't realize that sitting in the audience were MCA, Warner Brothers, you know, RCA, all the majors outside the box. Our blessing for others was outside the box. And our mission, and which we're trying to do, is to continue to share with people who don't normally listen to Christian music. So this is going to be the demo of The Breath of Life. We hope you enjoy it. It'll give you a little bit of taste of the flavoring of the blessing that we hope to share on August 20th. Breath of Life, Steve Mackey is going to be doing lead. This is produced by Christian Dentley.
And that's Alvin Venicia from Take Six. And this is Breath of Life. This is Worship Factor Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. And Rod, we're so excited this week to have our first ever sponsor of Worship Factor Radio and T-Rex Body Shop up in Valencia, California. How cool is that?
Yeah, T-Rex is owned and operated by our good friend Eddie Giraldo. He is a drummer and a musician as well and a good brother. So we invite you to give him your business. If your car needs to be repaired, you need somebody you can trust, Eddie's the guy to go to. T-Rex Body Shop. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S. So it's a play on the monster T-Rex, but it's spelled differently. And he's located out in Santa Clarita. It's worth the drive to have somebody you can trust. Let me give you his phone number. It's 661-250-4796. And you can go see him online, too, at T-Rex Body. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S-body.com. So let me give you that phone number again. Just make sure you have it. 661-250-4796. Give Eddie a call. He'll take care of you.
He's
T-Rex Body Shop.
Koala you can trust. Go check him out.